So, Michelle, do we have a hard copy of your people? Okay. Huh? Yeah, just for me. Thanks. Yeah. So, how was people's spring breaks? Hey, Hassan, how are you? Wow, it's a blast from the past. How's it going? All right. So are we missing anybody? Who? Rose. Right. By any other name. And smell is sweet. That's Shakespeare. Okay, so
we knew, we just...
So well, I don't think everybody knew. I will follow up on that.
She sent in, so.
She did.
Yeah, she's represented.
All right. Anyway, how did things go on your spring break?
This 2 days off we had?
2 days? You what? Oh, that's good.
That's good. But it's done.
All right.
Stay tuned tomorrow.
So how did the coding go for this week?
They did well. They were all pretty tight.
All right.
Training these heroes.
You what?
They're well trained now. They're doing great.
They're well trained?
Yeah. Heroes.
Heroes, okay. And Brianna, how is your team doing? I know it's not your team, but... Okay. So she's the only one who knows. I need to remind her to work on this abstract for our poster due April 15th. And she was going to take the lead on it. Yes, April 15th. By the way, just as an announcement, if anyone's interested in learning how to code quantitatively the attachment story completion task, there is a training at the new school on April 13th and 14th, that's Saturday and Sunday. And some of you have already taken that training. Brianna, you took it. Did you take it, Melissa? I can't remember. Okay. And Danny took it. So I'm actually going to be taking it on the 13th and 14th. I don't plan on going through the reliability process, but I did want to just sit in on that. So if anyone's interested in doing that, let me know, probably pretty soon, so that I can work on the registration part for you guys. I think that's it. Maybe like jumping jacks? Maybe people are just...
Yeah, we're a workshop.
You, what?
We had a workshop midterm, and then hours of coding and interpretation, so we're...
For the Rorschach. The Exner system. All right, well, that helps me understand what's going on. So, sadly, it's something you'll never use in your real life. Well, actually, if you're doing research, it would matter. What?
Extension.
And some of them, some internships want you to be able to do it. So after that.
Well, I'm talking about from my perspective.
Yeah.
In private practice, unless you specialize in testing. And if you do that, you can make a crap load of money. But, you know, most people don't want to because it's just, like, very painful for most people. But, you know, the great thing is that insurance companies don't pay for it, so you can charge basically whatever you want. And if the person wants testing badly enough, they have to pay your fee. So, thank you.
But if you want to keep getting referrals, you have to, you know, ethically kind of be flexible.
Well, you can't charge $15,000. $3,000?
No, I'm saying, like, if people are coming to you for their time and a half, you know, you kind of have to give it to them, otherwise people are going to stop coming. You know, someone wants spends $4,000 for a time and a half. You know, and they don't get it. One, maybe, but all of a sudden you start feeling that a lot. The referrals start to dry up. It's a delicate balance.
Delicate balance. So, Michelle, how did your team do? Yeah. Everybody's on the same page, you think? Now we're report from Tina. In the trenches there. We're over halfway now, right?
We have 15 left.
I thought it was last week.
Huh? Oh, no.
It's going to be the last batch.
Yeah.
But I don't know how you want to put it.
So, who wants the 8 and who wants the 7? Oh, don't all jump at once. Yeah, this upcoming week is the last. Right. I thought you said you were thinking this was the last. Yeah. So, one team will have to take 7, the other team will have to take 8.
Surprise.
Surprise. You like that kind of a surprise?
Rock, paper, scissors.
That's
how it resolves almost all conflicts.
Well, which team is Rose on? So, I don't know where she is, and I think it's troubling. And I have a thought about why she might not be here, and I'll have to verify that. But if that's the case, I think that the other team should get the extra one.
Sure.
Does that make sense? This is being podcasted, Eric. So, it means you'll be doing 7 with only 2 coders.
Okay.
Right? So, how the 2 coders want to split up. Hey, how's it going? Well, scrap that idea.
Coin toss. Did you see that, by the way? That's
what?
Right in stride.
Nice. All right, so the old coin toss.
You're too seasoned at rock paper scissors.
Yeah, I saw him beat a Ugandan at that like 10 times in a row. So he picks up on people's tells, I think, right away. Literally, wasn't it 10 times in a row? Maybe more.
I don't remember exactly.
I mean, every single time you beat him, he was just a beaten man. This is Julius.
What happened?
Oh, I don't know, Brianna.
They're reclining in rock paper scissors.
Okay, so what we're flipping for is to determine which team gets the extra transcript, because we have 15 left. So one team is going to get 8, and the other team is going to get 7.
So we don't want the transcript?
Maybe we can resolve this amicably. Would you like the extra transcript? But you see,
now you're speaking
to her.
Right,
you
have to
allow her to speak for you.
That's great. So, you know, I think you've been shouted down by your colleagues. So, I appreciate.
She's not even on her team.
But maybe your teammates on the other side of the aisle might have some trouble.
Battle Royale.
I'm going to assume that you want to flip the coin.
Well, I'm not. I don't want to judge for my legions.
Well, who do we got? We've got Melissa and Deb and Rose. Well, would you guys like to flip the coin? Or would you like to take the extra?
There's a lot of excitement in the coin.
Flip a coin. Okay, flip a coin.
Can we make sure that. Let me just. I don't
want to. Wait, and what? Who called what?
Okay.
Wait, you have to call
it. Yeah, well, of course. Now, who wants to call?
Captain.
Yeah, but which captain?
We should rock, paper, scissors for it.
I like that. I agree with Eric.
What?
The
rock,
paper, scissors. The visitor, first year, can call.
Oh. I was hoping to see the rock, paper, scissors between you and yourself.
You built it up. That's too much pressure on me.
Yeah, basically, Eric never loses it. So. All right, so, you're going to call? I'm going to try to contain it, so when it's in the air, you call it. You ready? It's tails!
Tails never fails.
Anybody want to verify the results? So, what you would like to do, now you could elect to take the extra one. Or you could elect to...
We're going to send the extra to that. In fact, we should flip for every number.
I like that idea.
I mean, we're only up 1-0.
Yeah, I don't know.
We could end up 1-14.
Okay, so you got that?
Yeah.
Michelle's team gets the extra transcript. So that was solved very democratically. What else? Oh, when you were out of the room, we talked about you, and we decided We need you to work on the abstract because it's due April 15th. So if you can work on that and give me a rough draft so I can review it.
Okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
All right, just wanted to remind you of that. I think that's it. So anything else before we break up into our small groups? Team captains can take over. All right, let's break up. Yeah, and if you guys could focus maybe on the stories that seem to be the most discrepant. I mean, obviously, that'd be a better use of time.
Sorry, you mean not up the brand new? It's like all.
But if everyone, if you guys look at it, you see it's like everyone looks like a little bit different, even for a short.
I think it was about the recorded session.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if like the child would bring the dog closer to
so
the
parents
if
really
that counts as like something relevant. Was that started learning the first time?
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was relevant just because.
Rose, you left that sacred clean in the
So I guess
making an assumption that
that in this particular home,
right? I think you're right. What happens is there's a template, and the template has a particular gender in there.
The theme that we see, so it's important
to the gender from
in any.
It just stays the same.
We need to put all that stuff in to see.
Because we also don't know what's going on over there. So even if, you know, every single one of their transcripts technically could have that. When you think about it.
Oh, that's true.
It is potentially.
You know, it's unlikely, but you have to be aware of that possibility.
So
I think that's a case where the text should have been included, though, because I don't know what is he banging on his head because he's schizophrenic and
1124021.
Which is kind of what we were just saying.
So we're looking at a
really don't know where we're going in if we look at them all walking over to each other. I just thought it was a deaf.
No, text isn't highlighted.
A what? It's like a deaf friend thing. They're mad. Like, you know, you should go read the parents.
We never came up with a clear solution. That they greet them?
On this particular one.
They almost always walk over to them.
There's a piece of text that Brianna had.
Well, I mean, children greet the parents, then, I guess. But, you know, a lot of times I remember, at least from when I did the that they would battle the kids. I guess you could include it.
Yeah, because it's not showing up in the Google Doc either. parents aren't going over the kids and saying,
oh, yeah.
I see that they approach.
Yeah. And they don't comment.
They don't do that, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're talking about.
Okay, next story. 08-11-1-2. Story 5. I think we definitely talked about, like, if we see, like, the mom always going first or the dad always going first, we should include it. But, like, here, they watch the tentacles, and then the mom goes first, and then the dad goes. And then they make tea, and then the mom goes first, and the dad goes. I wasn't sure if I should, like, include that, or...
See, I mean, I've never really agreed with the who goes first thing. So personally, the fact that the dad is watching the utensils, even, is like, you know, negates that the mom, because typically the males don't. Yeah. So. I never got pulled on board, so when this happens first.
I thought we said it's like everybody's giving it this order, but it really matters.
Yeah. Unless there's an exclusive point.
Didn't we talk about, I thought we said it, the parents go first.
When we reach theoretical center.
Didn't we say the parents go first?
They're going to learn about
Well, you know what, though?
Social roles.
They are going to make tea. In the case they're all making tea, it's not
like...
Yeah, I don't think we've ever wanted to stop doing the
family issues. Yeah, because
we've quoted a lot of female characters.
Yeah, because
the
doesn't
even
match
with the
1980s
act.
Yeah. But I guess it could be the generational thing with only the parents watching the utensils, they're not sure.
Yeah.
It's strange because Tina is distributing them randomly. And it's almost
So you ended up cutting off.
Yeah. Same thing with the T. Yeah.
Okay.
And like you guys always say, it could just be the mom first, the mind, right? That she's the mom.
I don't know. Yeah. So that's why I didn't do it.
Okay.
This was a long back bid, but there weren't entire differences, but there were some like 32 of the last 2 days.
Share responsibility and protection of children, which is different from the youth.
Yeah, it should be the second team.
Father's the protector. Yeah. In this case, both parents are protectors, so that's interesting to note.
So let's see.
I think that's why other coders highlighted it.
Does Kate
am I
right?
Okay, that's what I figured.
Yeah.
I wasn't right.
Yeah, okay, so that was good. Everybody got that. Yeah, it seems like Deb just pulled apart what you guys made like one thing. Right?
Yes.
It's the wiring of the...
It is.
Yeah,
it's like they don't read. So they do share stories that usually have some kind of moral.
I thought one was like...
Usually kind of like...
Either way, mom was responsible for the cleaning. So...
I sent it up to
everybody
several months ago that talked about my story. We did a graphic analysis actually, the mothers are being used.
Yeah, I noticed that my friend started to be
Rose, internalized
combined
content and stories that we had analyzed for this paper.
So the mother saw the problem, but then the mother was also providing comfort. And those are different things.
Right. Okay.
Mother's instructing us.
Is this one?
Can we include anything in the first batch? I mean, it's been coming up in depth. Wow.
So, for example, specifically the mom in the bedroom.
I thought it was.
I noticed, like, I.
Yeah, I'm not saying
that. Is there anything else that you want to call it?
Yeah, it's all not.
What's 61 to be like when you've done that? When you did the bracket,
I had that part. I guess they combined, huh?
Did you fill out the pre-test part where grandma says, now you bought the college or just one? Do you remember?
Give me that something on the other side. If I saw what it looks like.
Okay. You want to bring one up?
Yeah. That's a different thing, because not only is she running the errand, she's also helping with the cook over. I agree.
Yeah, I separated them also.
That's the one. Yeah. Grandma says, like, now you got the
I don't know, it's two different responsibilities.
That's why I thought,
do I not have it in there?
Well, Rose, you could have combined the next two.
I guess I can still be kind of. Can you give me that? Can you know that I find this food?
Yeah.
The next
because all it's just a commentary, the next one, but when it's combined with the other one,
mm-hmm.
That's the now give me the cooking oil and I'll try this one. It indicates that she is cooking.
Well, it's inside, I'm trying to think
it.
Yeah.
I just
missed that
little
sentence in
there.
So. Yeah, incoming. Well, there's some behavioral there.
They're both running errands, so they but the children running errands, I guess.
But the fact that,
grandma,
the child thought that mom was like, mom would be the one to treat for me, it doesn't matter.
Oh, we're going back now?
No, it's in this story, but the mom's not there, so I still have definitely let that in.
And that the child was the mother and the mother.
And Rose, you need more on that line.
Yeah, I was
where you just wrote mom, even though whether you agree or not, I have no idea what that means. And like on its own.
Yeah.
So
that was like, wait, there was another mom? That didn't happen.
Yeah.
32.
Yeah,
that's the second one. Okay. On Moses, so it'd be one page further. And about halfway through Rose's. Oh, yeah. Yeah, each text that you highlight has to stand on its own as far as social work is concerned. A casual reader like me is going to have to say, I want to read each relevant text and say, okay, I have a sense about why this was highlighted, but just mom, I have no idea at all. So I would be deleted as extraneous text when we start
categorizing.
It also wasn't relevant to the story. I think that should be included.
But you just have to make sure that whenever you
words or actions that if someone commits, it makes sense.
Like, these are both circled, so the score is one.
So, but what do you do in the case of the second frame going through these?
No, what I'm saying is that if you all include it, or to think it's so that one,
everything that doesn't
administering all three of you is.
To me, it's not a repeating idea. That's two people identifying the same idea.
But it comes up, the idea itself comes up more than once. So, like, more people notice it happening.
Okay.
And then
I thought it was only important if multiple people said the same thing, regardless of. You all put that in there, but if that never happens in anyone else's story, let's just say.
Well, a repeating idea isn't a theme. You know, a repeating idea that we're going to perform the themes from the repeating idea.
Okay.
So it won't become a theme. It's a
repeating idea. We're not even going to have repeating ideas. No, I don't want the text.
Yeah. No, I was confused about something. I didn't realize that. If they both notice the same thing in the same story, that's a repeating idea. I would have thought it still has to go across story. But if three people notice the same thing in the exact same place, I would have thought it's still just one idea.
Yeah, it's something.
No, I agree with you. If these three colors are identifying the same robe and text in the same story, That's one idea.
Yeah, but they're disagreeing with that.
No, it's... We disagree. We stack more.
Brute force.
That's how the coders get so, you know, reliable.
I can keep that in mind. That's
right. I'm still waiting to hear the outcome of our applications.
Oh.
We don't need anything. We're going to do any coding. So, people understand that relevant text, if you're selecting the same relevant text, that's one relevant text, it's not three relevant. I was reviewing my Hour Muffin Silverstein.
So what gets counted then? After this, do we eliminate, like, if only one person noticed something, but it turns out that was right, that's probably the right idea? Does that still get eliminated?
No.
There should be some sort of, like,
math. So what is the liability then? Why do we need more than, just to make sure everything's included?
Exactly.
Okay, so one person. So nothing gets like, well, these two included it, but that one didn't. Or these two didn't include it, but she did, so it doesn't count that one.
Right.
It's not like a majority rule.
No.
So it's not really about reliability, it's about checks and balances.
Exactly.
Of, like, making sure nobody missed anything.
Exactly.
The broader brush.
Yeah, because then when we go to repeating ideas, that's when we start classifying.
Got it.
So
there
should be one document of all the decisions we
what to include and what to keep out. Like, for example, I know I put in too many things last week, so the nominated article would not have some of my stuff. Whereas, like, in this week, we talked about maybe including something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, but no, it would include your stuff.
Yeah, because you coded it. This is the only thing, purpose of this conversation is to do better next time.
Right.
It's not, there's no big thing, anything.
Right.
Exactly. So the amount of the document, if that were to be made, would only eliminate when everyone said something.
Yeah, like all the doubles.
Which would be most of it. Mm-hmm. It would just be the stuff that actually didn't match anything would get. We get put in there.
No, but one of the lines that we all like, Mom beat Sega, that was still low in there, but it was going three times.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's where I like the way Michelle is actually doing hers. She's putting in green all of the relevant text of multiple coders. And then in yellow are those individuals, or those relevant text pieces that are endorsed by only one person. So when she goes to make the master document, you know, she'll be just highlighting the green and the yellow, but she won't be highlighting the green of the other.
Like she only highlighted it one. You only highlighted it one time.
No, I highlighted everything green. I'm not deleting anything. Everything's highlighted, but it's only.
But I guess if you highlighted it, you still have to go through it actually.
Yeah, I'll still have to delete the double.
Yeah. Now, let's see. You and, is it Deb, have been on previous Round of Theory teams, and when you were on your team, they didn't delete doubles?
No, they did. They gave us, at the end, after we did all this, there'd be one document where anytime it was repeated between, like, say, me and Deb, you'd only write it in there once, but we'd get all of the text.
Yeah. Okay, so we're saying the same thing.
Yes, I think we're saying the same
thing. Okay, all right. I think what Eric heard you say, and what I thought you were saying also, is that, let's say you and Deb highlight, you know, 0629033, story 3, they killed it, Daddy. Mm-hmm. You said it. You highlighted the same thing, Deb, and Rose highlighted the same thing. So it gets counted three times.
I think we were talking more about the next step of the relevant text, rather than, I mean, a repeating idea, not just the relevant text.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want relevant text, the same relevant text be repeated three times.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I was worried because I know you in particular almost have done this before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
So at the end, there would be one relevant text document that would everybody.
Yeah.
So it would say everything I said, everything Aaron said. No. It would, but if it was repeated, if you and Aaron said it together, like your name's not going to be on there, my name's not going to be on there.
Yeah.
It would be ID number, blah, blah, blah. And all the relevant text that everybody came up with.
Yeah, one time.
Right, once.
So it would almost be like you'd start with one, like if I use Melissa's first, and then anything that Deb put in that Melissa did not would get put in there as well. And then everything that Rose put in that neither Deb nor Melissa put in, if I were to use her as like the baseline.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what I'm saying.
The master.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just thought maybe.
So you guys both said, like, Dad killed the monster for. Right. And then at the end, when you have a relevant text document, you can only say for participant, whatever, Dad killed the monster.
Yeah.
Because you both share that idea, and the team has agreed that Dad killed the text. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
If I put it once, we have already
it's totally wrong.
We already picked it as relevant. It just won't get picked up as a repeating idea.
Later on, Auerbach and Silverstein call it orphan text.
Mm-hmm.
Orphan text you can choose to ignore in their coding system. Mm-hmm. So if there's some orphan text
text that you idiosyncratically selected and nobody else in your team selected, you know, we could put that in the category of bulletin text, and then we could decide, well, you know, just throw it away.
What about the group that decided that text
was relevant? Okay. So, in that case, though, you know, orphan text ultimately isn't going to affect the code. It's going to be thrown out. But for this stage, we want to include everything good, even idiosyncratic text that say that only you selected might actually have some relevance to repeating ideas in other stories and other transcripts. You know, it might have some weight. Now, when we just moving ahead here, as of next week, at this time, we'll be done with this first stage of the coding. So then for the following week, and I'm open to doing this in various ways. Either one way would be to have the captains go through and make the master list of all the relevant text from previous weeks of coding. I don't know, I have no idea how long that would take. If you have any ideas, hopefully you can. Another,
I mean, I didn't plan for that. I don't have like the notes like that, so it'll take me a little while longer. But
another option would be to divide up the task among your teammates, your teammates, and having each teammate do the same thing with, let's say, each team will have coded roughly 25. So you have four people per team. So each teammate, including the captain this time, gets, let's say, six transcripts to do this with. And then you'd send, each teammate would send their master list to Eric, and then he would aggregate his list with the other three into a master list. You do the same thing with your team, and then at some point we aggregate your master list with Eric's master list, and we have the whole thing. That would be another way to do it, more equitable, so that the two captains aren't stuck with this task alone. I can go either way with it.
I mean, ours are organized by weeks, so rather than the numbers, and then there'll be 5 weeks ultimately. So if you guys are going, maybe I'll do 2 of the weeks, and then each of you do one?
No, they'll do next week too.
Well, five, it'll be, next week will be the fifth.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Is it okay?
Week, so.
Yeah, next week is.
I'll do 2.
So then, Michelle, then you would do 2, and each teammate would do 1. Okay, so, yeah, that's right. So maybe you could take the first week and then one of the other weeks.
Maybe I'll take 1 and 5, since 5 weeks along
there. One thing I'm concerned about is that if everybody's doing it, we have to make sure everybody's doing it the right way. So, like, when we send it to you,
we'll talk, but that can be what we talk about next week, is to come up with the plan for
a set of procedures. Properly. I just wanted to introduce the topic now. Does everybody feel good about where we're at?
It'll be over Easter weekend. Jen has like a really big holiday weekend for my family, so I mean, it's gonna be hard for me to find the time. I mean, I'll talk about it, but
okay.
That's this Easter is this weekend, this Sunday, or next Sunday?
Next Sunday. It'll be like the week we're doing that will be over Easter.
Well, the coding will be over Palm Sunday.
Right. But
But the actual, I honestly don't think that this is going to take a whole lot of time. Being the actual picking relevant text, and I really don't. I think it's going to take about 1.5 hours.
For one
week.
If it's only going to take a half hour, then I'll do the whole thing.
You're going to be doing 1 week.
I guess because
1 week would take more than a half hour.
When we sit here and go through it, it takes us like a half hour to go through one story.
I think it would go faster because, let's say, if we decide to use you as the model, which I've done for this already because you're typically the first one that comes in, so I just use yours and then copy into it. Then I guess it would just be a matter of going through. So yours would be, everything in yours would only fill it.
Yeah.
And then we go through when
that's true, we have to go through two others.
We go through Deb's and say, does she have this?
Exactly.
Out. Does she have this? Out. And so you could even do it by the time, but it could then copy and paste it in. And then Rose should have almost nothing at that point.
Okay. Yeah, I guess so. I was thinking it was going to be more reading than that, but it's not really reading.
Oh, no, it's not reading.
Yeah. So I think the method we'll talk about more is just like, if you see it in the other one, and by the way, it doesn't have to be. These are ideas again. So we're a slightly different phrasing of the same idea.
It's count, yeah.
Count. And the only way I would replace one in yours is if somebody was more inclusive and helped it make more sense.
Yeah, that's good.
Whereas, like, Rose just put mom in one of them. Mm-hmm. And the thing was actually important, but it didn't.
The whole idea.
It didn't cover the whole idea, so then that could be replaced.
So how would you choose whether to use behavioral or the written text? I guess whatever is most descriptive.
Yeah, well, we can talk about it more next week.
In general, I think, like I said, I'm going to start with malicious, and then if something, unless something, it didn't stay that way unless there's a better descriptive that comes out of that. And that's just kind of judgment, but for the most part, and the hope is that it won't have to, because if it's like kind of the same, or just like, the real issue is like, if it's like a little longer, then it'd be like, if it's like a little longer and someone includes a few more words, that's not a different idea.
Okay.
And just those few words aren't necessarily going to be important, but there's something that like drastically helps the meaning, and then I would say go for it. But unless it's like significant, then it's insignificant. You know?
So that makes sense? No, we're at Melissa?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think 1 week is no amount of work, but 5 weeks, that would be a lot for the captains to do by themselves. I mean, the book would do it. I thought a more equitable way of dividing the labor here would be for each teammate to take a week or so. All right. See you guys next week.
So what did you want people to look at with the tracking?
Oh, we figured it out.
Oh.
All right. I'm back down.
Did I tell you we got a band?
Oh, thanks.
I'm using the band, the Meg.
The other band, the
Mad Club.
Yeah. Is Meg going to be part of it at all? Or?
Not before.
That's going to be in the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, at and in.
So,
he doesn't have to. I mean,
maybe it'll be like a one song.
I'd have to think about that.
I'd ask him to do it.
I don't know. We'll see.
Aren't you going to perform?
I have no. In fact, a lot of the weddings I've been to, like the bride and groom have, or the grooms have done some kind of performance.
Yeah. I'm serenading the bride.
Yeah,
I have no, like, discernible talent. I don't know, you can break it out for me. Justin Bieber dance, like, wedding.
What's that?
Justin Bieber dance, like, wedding. That's what a groom should do, like, Justin Bieber song.
Yeah, that's one thing that's not going to happen. Thank you.
Discernible talent, so there's how you can put.
Yeah, no, I'm, like, okay.
Hey, the only thing I would do is on the side is, like, sometimes... they'll go up and, like, thank you all for, you know, like, a little...